know that Tyler Perry had a very horrific childhood. Would you want to know how he overcame this horrific childhood? And also, would you like to know all the lessons he learned on his journey to success? All these and more you find out on today's episode of The Boot Podcast. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of The Boot Podcast. My name is Oluwatosin. On today's episode, I'm going to review a book titled Aya is Waiting by Tyler Perry. So first off, Tyler Perry was born to a father who is abusive and also a drunk. His mother got married to his father at the age of 17. And after a very short courtship, now this is what happened. The father was someone who likes to go about claiming to be who he's not. He would go to his mother's place with cars that is not his own, cars that are not for him. And the mother felt like, oh, this guy is the perfect gentleman. She got married to him at the age of 17 against her father's wish. Now, after the wedding, they went to another town. And she found out that I didn't even have a place that they will stay. It was from that moment that she realized that she made a very wrong decision. But she decided to stay in that marriage. The father was always beating his mom to the extent that she became very sick at some point and could not continue working. Tyler Perry has to take up a job so that he could feed or take care of his mother and all that. His father was someone who lied a lot, someone who was not truthful, someone who always beats his own children for just no reason. As soon as their father comes into the house, they are also afraid. They are all, you know, very unhappy. That's the kind of father that he has. But you see, in all these things, he learned some lessons, and that is what has helped him to become someone so he's so successful. He's one of the best filmmakers in the world. The first thing that I learned from this book, Aya is Waiting, is the fact that at a very young age, Tyler Perry had an aunt called Auntie May, and his mom would always drive him to Auntie May's house. From Auntie May's house, he found out that he found God at a very young age. Not like he found God, he was aware of God, because he always sees that Auntie May is always praying to God and his mom always takes him to Sunday school. So he was aware of God. But later in life, he decided to pursue God on his own. You know, he decided to give his life to Christ. And from then, the journey of Christianity started. He learned how to pray. He went for Sunday school. He became faithful. And that faith of his is what affected everything that he does. Even from that book, there are so many Bible passages in that book. I want to believe that Aya is Waiting is a book on faith on its own, you know. And one of the things he said in that book is the fact that he surrendered to God very early in life. Now, surrendering to God doesn't mean giving up or caring as it means. It is more of trusting God, allowing things to be tended to by God. It is not as if you are living a carefree life, no, but you are allowing God to take so many all parts of your life. That was what he said. He surrendered to God at a very young age. Another thing is the fact that he decided to stand firm in God's word. Because sometimes when you have prayed and you have said all and done everything, the only thing that you have left in you is just to stand firm on God's word and to stand firm and listen and wait to whatever it is that God is going to say to you. That is one of the things that helped him in life, because really he encountered many challenges. He said for about 7 years, all the plays that he put together was a total failure. People did not show up. Many people decided, were like, what are you doing? Now, this will take me to the next point, which is identify the people in your life. Now, in this book, Aya is Waiting, Tyler Perry identified three types of people that we will encounter in the course of life and living. He used the illustration of a tree. Now, a tree has leaves, it has branches, and it has roots. There are some people that are leaf people. These are people that they will provide shade for you for just a period of time. They are in your life for only a season. You cannot depend on them, because after some time, they are going to fall off and they cannot stand the test of time. They take what they want from you and then they will leave you. Those are the leaf people. The next set of people are the branch people. this set of people are stronger than the leaf people. You know, they stay for a while, they stay for a few seasons of your life, but once the storm comes, they break off and then they go away. But you see, the last set of people are the root people. These are people that come what may, they are always with you. Whatever challenges or situation you find yourself, these are special people who are there for you and they are hard to find. Tyler Perry said his mother was a root person in his life. Now, if you have people around you or a person who is a root person in your life, what you are supposed to do is to constantly nourish and water these root people by loving them, cherishing them, respect them. You know, you just nurture the relationship that you have with them. But despite the fact that Tyler Perry's mom was a root person, he said something about protecting your dreams. At some point, even his mom was not in support of the thing he was doing, which is acting and putting plays together. She felt that his dream was not valid because it wasn't bringing results. Now, what he said is to protect your dream. Don't share your dream with everybody because of dream killers. There are some people that once you tell them about certain dreams that you have, they just look for ways to kill your dream. And when people have never felt the power of their own wings, they cannot imagine taking a flight. If they don't feel that they can do something, they'll feel, why should you do it? So that is what he said about keeping and protecting your dreams. Until your dream manifests, do not tell everybody. Know the people that you are to tell and know the people you are not to tell. Know the people you are to share your goals and ambitions with and know the people you are not supposed to share your goals and ambition with. Now, the last lesson I learned is that you need to heal from your past. You need to be intentional about the fact that certain things that you've been through in life, you don't want to repeat it. For example, Tyler Perry grew up with an abusive father. His father was always beats his mother. Now, Tyler Perry has a son, and he said he's very intentional about how he raised his son. He's always there with his son, taking him on vacation. He said he made up his mind when he had a son that he would never use any negative word on his son. He would never use any bad word on his son. And I think that's a very good thing because he realized that these things were what made him have low self-esteem at some point. And he made up his mind that he will not do the same thing with his son. So the fact that he was raised by an abusive father does not mean that he should also be an abusive father. And that is what he's telling every one of us. Look at your past. Look at the things that you should not repeat and make sure that you don't repeat it. So on that note, I know that you've learned a lot from today's episode and I hope that you put it into practice. Until the next episode, God bless you.